Hey, 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 what's going on out there, my friends? James Jordan, Best Networker Live, coming to you with this audio. And in this audio, what I'm going to be talking about is how to crush it selling big ticket items to your list. So you want to make sure that you're paying very, very close attention. You know, whether this is in the morning as you're making your cup of tea or cup of coffee, or maybe you're driving and I hope you're hands-free, or maybe you're just, you know, out and about going for a walk, whatever it is that you're doing, I'm glad that you're listening and tuning into what it is that I have to share with you. And I just want you to know and understand that my whole intention behind this audio is to just share with you the art of big ticket items and selling them, how to market them, how to promote them. Because once you learn how to do this, and I'm going to reveal how to crush it selling big ticket items, you know, on this audio and this training, you know, you are going to see some awesome dramatic changes if you just decide to apply what it is that I have to share with you. So the first thing that I want to do is simply share with you a quick story about how, you know, using and leveraging big tickets changed my life dramatically. Now, I've been an entrepreneur for close to a decade now. I started my first business when I was 19 years old. I got involved in network marketing, actually. I saw an ad on TV and it spoke directly to me. You know, I called up the number, I got a DVD, I connected with my sponsors, and I probably got started in that business within a week or two, right? And that led me down the path of, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, you know, by getting started in network marketing and realizing that I didn't have the skill of marketing, right? Now, whether you're a network marketer, maybe you're an affiliate marketer, you might be involved in internet marketing, maybe you're a coach or a consultant, you put together your own courses or training, or maybe you're a traditional entrepreneur where you have a local brick and mortar business. What a lot of entrepreneurs don't get or don't understand, especially the ones who are still struggling, is that your real business is marketing, right? You know, think about McDonald's for a second. McDonald's is one of the leading, you know, companies in the world because they make billions of dollars, but they have one of the crappiest products known to man. I can't even tell you the last time I had McDonald's. And I think I had Burger King over this past weekend, and I had one burger and that was it, because of how terrible fast food is for you. But yet, if I leave my home and I have to go to another town to go to McDonald's with where I'm located at, but if I go to McDonald's at around 12:30 in the afternoon just to see how the line is, it is going to be packed in the drive-thru, and I guarantee you there are going to be people in the actual restaurant ordering all that crap, right? So why do people buy something like that when it doesn't serve them, when it doesn't truly help them, when it's not good to their overall well-being or their health? And that has a lot to do with marketing. So the one thing that I want to emphasize to you in the beginning of this training is this: you can sell anything that you put on the market if you understand how to market. I've sold low ticket products. I've sold high ticket products. Now, I primarily, for the most part, I would say 90% of my marketing is geared towards high ticket products. And I'm going to share that with you a little bit later in this audio, but I'm going to tell you why a little bit later in this audio, but there's a simple reason behind it. And once I share it with you, it'll seem obvious, but it should be obvious already, even though I haven't actually told you what it is yet. So stay tuned and keep listening. Now, but I want to share with you the story of what, you know, using big ticket, using high ticket items, and effectively selling them, marketing and promoting them did for my life. You see, my last job was back in March of 2014. You know, I was struggling, I was living with family, you know, I really didn't have a pot to piss in. The only thing I had was a 96 Ford Explorer that had over 220,000 miles on it, and that's because I had sold my 2002 Toyota Camry for about $2,000, and I spent some money on a business, and you know, I bought that car for about $800, because I didn't have $500 to fix the brakes on a 2002 Toyota Corolla. So I was struggling, right? And I sold a good working, reliable car that probably would have lasted me at least another 5 years or so, minimum, right? For a 96 Ford Explorer, right? That had 220,000 miles on it. And not only did I have a crappier car, right? I was at my wit's end because I was working a part-time job and I was delivering pizzas, making less than minimum wage. And at that time, I think minimum wage is probably around eight something an hour, or nine something an hour here in Connecticut, where I live currently. And, you know, I was making less than that. And over the course of an entire month, I was making less than $800, on a monthly basis, working part-time delivering pizzas. I had little resources. I had a crappy car. You know, I was down on my luck. But I knew I can make a change, and that's why I had taken the money that I had from the previous car that I had sold, right? And I invested in an opportunity, I invested in mentorship, I invested in learning, because I realized that I could truly go out and change my life as long as I applied the things that I was learning, right? So here's where Big Ticket comes into play, and this is where I really started to discover the power of marketing, promoting, and selling big ticket, high ticket items, and effectively marketing and promoting those things to a point where I'm creating results, getting sales, helping my clients and serving my clients and customers and team members, which allowed me to prosper, right? In order to go out and win, in order to go out and make money, in order to increase your wealth, it starts with serving your fellow man, woman, or child, right? If you learn how to do that, you are going to be plentiful in abundance, plentiful in prosperity, and you're never going to lack for anything as long as you focus on going out and serving and helping other people. And that is what I do in my business all the time. That's why I'm putting together this audio that you're listening to right now, because I'm coming from a place of value. And when you share with people your experiences, your story, your trials, your tribulations, your triumphs, right, your successes, it just lets people know that it doesn't matter about where you come from. It doesn't matter about what's going on right now. All that matters is that you have a will, you have a strong desire, and that you're coachable and that you're willing to take massive action. And what you'll find is that things will come together for you as long as you continue to push forward and never give in, never give up, never give in, never break down, and just continue to move forward. So, you know, I'm sitting here delivering pizzas, making less than $800 a month, you know, miserable, upset, frustrated, aggravated when I'm there. And then when I'm at home, you know, I was living with family at the time, I'm on the computer hours per day, you know, trying to figure all this internet marketing stuff out, right? Trying to figure out this home business stuff out. And when I finally started to effectively market my business at the time, you know, I started to get leads, I started to get traffic, I started to convert that traffic into leads, and I started to have some people go through the pipeline in the business that I was in, had some people get started with some low ticket products, right? And then boom, what happened was, you know, a day in March, mid-March or something like that, you know, I had $1,000 day in my business, right? And it wasn't my first $1,000 day that I ever had in my business, but it was the first one in a long time, right? And when I realized what I did to make that happen and how easy it was to make happen, and even before that $1,000 day, like I would have like a $25 day, $50 day here, $100 day here, you know, then a $300 day, then, you know, $500 day here, then a $600 day here, and then boom, I had another $1,000 day, right? So I was pumped. And this happened before I went into my crappy job of delivering pizzas, right? So, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, I'm ecstatic. I'm happy as I go into this job. And I'm like, man, I shouldn't be here. But I'm like, hey, it's not like I got paid that day from that sale. I had to wait, right? And so, you know, I go in and I start explaining some of this stuff. Matter of fact, I didn't even explain anything. What I did was I took this email, because it was awesome with the opportunity that I was promoting at the time, is that you would get this email whenever you made commissions saying, hey, congratulations, you just had a, you know, $100 day or $100 commission or $500 commission or $1,000 commission. So I got one of those emails saying, hey, congratulations, you know, you got your first $1,000 commission. And, you know, I started showing that to people, right? And it was funny because people are reading the email. They can't believe it, right? Because, I mean, they're working at a pizza place, right? It's outside of their spectrum. It's outside of their, you know, they didn't think it was possible because all they were doing were, they just had an employee mindset. And all they were doing was going to work, being miserable, going home, coming back, following the same process over and 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 over again, leading to a great deal of depression for most of those people, right? And, you know, this is 4 or 5 years later of me sharing this story. There's still some people that are working at that same place that was working there when I was working there, right? So it goes back to showing you the mentality of an employee and being comfortable, you know, even if you're not necessarily happy or fulfilled or joyful, right? But I showed this email to a couple of different people, and one of my coworkers, who was also a driver at this, you know, pizza place, he was like, oh, this is a scam, right? And I started laughing in his face, right? Because I was like, how is this a scam? I was like, you want to know what the scam is? I was like, bro, we make less than $1,000 a month here. I was like, we're here for, you know, quite some time, you know, 3, 4, sometimes 5 days out of the week for some of us. And, you know, we have nothing to show for it. Like, we literally make enough in tips to put back into our car, right? And you know, for gas, for the next day to come back to this job to do it all over again. And then we get a tiny check for, you know, less than $300 every single week, sometimes a little bit over if you work an extra couple of days. And I just thought that was absolutely, excuse my language, fucking insane, right? Which is why I was working on my business. And when I said that to him, it kind of clicked a little bit, but not fully. And so, lo and behold, a couple of hours later, they asked us if someone wanted to go home early. And I was like, I was the first person to raise my hand because I realized that I needed to focus on creating that result over again and over again and over again and over again and over again, because obviously I realized, hey, right, even in my best job, you know, working in corporate America for a Fortune 500 company, you know, one of the top companies in the world, one of the top 10 companies in the world at the time I was working for them, I didn't make more than, you know, $3,500 to $3,800 in a given month. And that's with hourly and commissions too, right? So I sat there and I said to myself, well, you know, I only need a couple of $1,000 days out of an entire month, for example, to replace what I used to make working in corporate America, right? And on top of that, if I were to go out, for example, and have a $2,000 day or a $3,000 day or a $4,000 day, how many of those do I need to make in a month to, you know, hit my eventual goal at the time of $10,000 in a month, right? And that's the power of high ticket, and that's why I want to share it with you. Because when I learned that, when I understood that concept, one of my mentors, I asked her, I was like, hey, how do I go out and make $10,000 in a month? I want to go out and hit my first $10,000 a month, right? And she said to me, she was like, well, James, it's very simple. You can go out and, you know, have one $10,000 day. You can go out and have, you know, two $5,000 days. You can go out and have, you know, 3 days of, you know, making a little over $3,000, right? You can go out and have 4 days of making $2,500 or more, right? You can have 5 days of making, you know, $2,000 in a day, right? Or you could just have 10 days where you make $1,000. And I was like, oh snap, it really is that easy, right? But it was a mental thing. I had to change my mindset. I had to change my paradigm, and I had to look at it from a bigger perspective and in a different lens, right? I had to open up my brain to the possibility of, oh, you know, I could do this repeatedly. And that is what led to me going out and creating that result. And, you know, then I went out and started, you know, having days beyond that. But the whole point of me sharing this story with you is because it I went from making less than $800 a month, right, delivering pizzas. It's hard for me to even go back to that, right, to having $1,000 days, $2,000 days, $3,000 days, $4,000 days, right? And then, you know, created, you know, my first five-figure month, right? Making well over $10,000, probably working less than 40 hours that entire month. That is what changed my mind about marketing, about the power of the internet, about the power of high ticket, right? And it's so simple when you think about it. Think about whatever it is that you make right now at your job, whether you're in corporate America, whether you're in customer service, whether you're delivering pizzas, whether you work at a fast food place right now. Think about how many hours you put into a working week, how much you make after the week, how much you make over the course of a given month, and then ask yourself how many $1,000 days or how many $2,000 days or how many $3,000 days or how many $4,000 days do you require, right, to replace your income? And when I started to ask that question, that is when the game changed for me. And then that's when I went out and I found mentors, I found a system, I found training, and then I started to apply these things. And the same traffic I was getting to sell these low ticket items that wasn't allowing me to make walk away from a job money, right? No job lifestyle, you know, being able to fire my boss and never have to look back, to be able to go to that old pizza place and say hi to the owners who are great people and just order a pizza from them and be proud to sit here and say, you know, my last job, this was my last job. It's been 5 years since I worked for anyone else, right? And I was grateful for the experience because it put me in a place of so much pain that I decided that now and then was time to make a decision to change my life and change my circumstances, and I did it, right? And that's why I'm sharing this story with you, because I want you to know and understand that you could go out and change anything that you put your mind to, right? The people, the circumstances, the resources, they're all available to you. It's just, are you ready to receive? Are you open? Are you coachable? Are you willing to follow simple steps? Are you willing to take massive action, right? Because if you follow simple steps and take massive action with those simple steps, you're going to lead to big results, right? And when I sit there and I think about, you know, income and money and how much I want to make, for example, I always start with, well, who is it that I want to serve, right? And what's the best way to serve them? What can I put together that is so valuable, right, that will cause a person to, part ways with their money, right? That's essentially sales and marketing in general. Right? No matter what it is that you're marketing, promoting, or selling, when you start to ask yourself that question, that is when things become clear. That is when you have a vision. And what I realize is that, you know what I have? You know what I have the ability to do? I have the ability to teach, mentor, coach, and train someone on how I was able to walk away from corporate America, how I was able to walk away from crappy jobs, how I was able to, you know, be able to call my own shots, wake up when I want to, work when I want to, do what I want when I want, with whoever it is that I want to do it with, right? All the while, just having peace and having freedom. And to think about the stresses that I have now in my life versus the stresses I had when I would work for someone else, having to deal with rush hour traffic, being away from my kids in the morning, being away when they would be home, you know, after they get off the bus and all that stuff. I was so fed up with that. And I realized that I didn't want any part of that. And I also realized and recognized that the people who would most likely work with me and partner with me and join me in any business or invest in my products or services, right, would be the same type of person. They would want freedom. They want to have great health. They want to look good. They want to feel good. They want to have more than enough money in the bank. They want to be able to travel whenever they want to be able to travel. They want to be able to buy and do anything that they want to do and not have money be a restriction, right? They want everything to be within their means. Right. If they want to pack up and go abroad for 6 months or a year, they could do that because they have a business that's mobile. Right. All they need is a smartphone, a laptop or a tablet and a internet connection. And they're ready to go. They have a business ready to go that's working for them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Right. They have a machine in place that's working for them and they have their money working for them as well. When I started to get clear on who it is I wanted to talk to, who it is that I wanted to connect with, and having a product and a service that could help them get to where they wanted to go, having, you know, $500 days, $1,000 days, $3,000 days, you know, five-figure months, that became easy because it was no longer about me. It was about helping and serving people. the other person, right? Helping and serving someone like yourself that's listening to this right now. And when I wrap that concept around my head, big ticket commissions, high ticket commissions started flying into my email inbox, started getting commission notifications all over my phone, and my PayPal account and my bank account was flush and still is to this day. So I share this with you to let you know that you can go out and create life-changing income through the power of high ticket, through the power of big ticket. And if you're someone that is looking to master this art of creating $1,000 days and beyond, four-figure days, you know, five-figure days and beyond, I'm here to help you and I'm here to serve you. And the simplest way that you can get in touch with me is to, number one, just follow the steps on this page wherever you are listening to this, number one. Number two, you can follow me on Instagram at Best Networker Alive. Let me repeat that. That's Best Networker Alive. And let me spell it for you as well. That's BESTNETWORKERALIVE. Best Networker Alive on Instagram. And also go to my blog. My personal blog where I've, you know, started to upload new content. I just redesigned the blog at bestnetworkeralive.com. That's bestnetworkeralive.com. Check it out. I think my latest post that I just put out as of me, you know, creating this audio is where I talk about the two best books that I've come across in the past decade on how to start an online business. And the great part about those books is that they're actually free. You just pay for shipping and handling, and you can actually get the books for free. So that's a great, awesome, phenomenal thing. So, you know, whenever, wherever you are listening to this, you can go to my blog and check out that new content at bestnetworkeralive.com. And also, listen, apply some of the things that I'm going to share with you right now. Because when you get this and understand this, and I just broke down some marketing psychology to you, just breaking down, you know, who my ideal customer avatar is, who my ideal client is. And that's been my customer avatar, my ideal client, my perfect client, so to speak, right? For the past 4 or 5 years. Because when I got clear on who it is that I wanted to talk to and communicate with, the type of person I was willing to work with, the type of person I was willing to spend my extremely valuable time with, that's when the game changed for me. Because my communication changed. The things that I said and the things that I did and the type of people that I would allow to work with me. See, when you market and promote high ticket products, you're not just taking anyone and everyone, right? You're only working with the right people. You're only working with the people that it makes sense to work with. Because number one, you don't have to work with a ton of people because you make more money per sale. And number two, you're in a position where you don't need someone's money. So therefore, you're only going to work with a person, number one, if you can actually help them. And number two, if it makes sense. And if it's not a stressful experience, right? And that's a powerful thing. Imagine getting to work with people that you want to work with and making as much as you want to make. And having people pay for your time. Or even just having people pay for your knowledge and expertise. Because you don't necessarily have to spend personal time with people when it comes to high ticket. Most of my high ticket sales that I make nowadays, they're typically happening when I'm not conversing with a person, while I'm out, while I'm about, might be sleeping, might be playing some video games, might be hanging out with my kids, might be reading a book, might even be in church, right? I've had high ticket commissions pop up at all types of times when I'm driving, right? I've had right before I'm about to get on a plane, I've had high ticket commissions show up a lot in a lot of different places. And it all started with me getting clear on who it is that I was looking to market to. And what's great about that is that once you know who it is that you are looking to get in front of, it doesn't matter if you're marketing on Instagram, doesn't matter if you're marketing on YouTube, doesn't matter if you're marketing on Facebook, doesn't matter if you're marketing on Bing, doesn't matter if you're marketing with your blog, doesn't matter if you just send out emails and that's it, you know, solo ads and emails and stuff like that. Once you know who it is that you are speaking to and you get in front of them on a consistent basis, all you need is one sale to change the game for you. And that's why I put together this audio. That's why I put together this training, and I wanted to share this with you because it's a powerful thing when you learn how to do this. Now, I'm putting together more content and a specific training on how to close high ticket sales that goes in more depth detail. So if you want to get access to that, just reach out to me, let me know. There's probably going to be some insights and some directions wherever you're listening to this audio about how to get access to that training. And just know and understand that when you learn this and when you understand this, and more importantly, when you apply, right, what it is that I'm sharing with you, that it will change the game. It will absolutely change the game for you. And I look forward to hearing from you about your transformation and your ability to go out and create high ticket sales. Now, of course, you may be asking, well, James, what can I sell, right? And the reality is this, there are tons of different things that you can sell. But if you want to know specifically what I do, right? If you want to know specifically what I do to go out and create high ticket commissions, then just reach out to me personally and I'll share with you a simple system that I've used to go out and engineer high ticket commissions of upwards of $1,000 and more, right? And yeah, that's it. That is it. So reach out to me personally, connect with me. I'm here to help you. I'm here to serve you in the best way that I possibly can. And you know, the only way I'll really know that is by, number one, you plugging into my content, you following the steps to get access to this stuff. And number two, you reaching out to me and just sharing with me your personal story and what you are looking to accomplish. So with that being said, my friends, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio. And, you know, I'm here to connect with like-minded people. I'm here to work with go-getters. I'm here to work with people who want to, you know, create massive change in their lives and in other people's lives and truly want to go out and help and serve other people. And if that is you, let's connect. Let's do some awesome things. Let's do some big things. Let's collaborate. Let's mastermind. Let's see how we can come together and serve a bigger and better purpose. And I will see you guys on the next one. So take care. Have a phenomenal day or night, wherever and whenever you are listening. And I will check you on the next one. Peace.